Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's the Russell Price Morning Show, our special edition for Thanksgiving. It's a wonderful time of the year, Thanksgiving. If you don't understand Thanksgiving, then you're going to be in a situation where you miss the blessings of your life. Our upcoming event will be December 1st, at the Knights of Columbus in Silver Spring. We're giving away the awards, the national awards, the DMV Oscars for 2016. So if you haven't got a ticket yet, you can go online and get a ticket now because the tickets are on sale for $25, but they'll be $35 or $45 if you don't understand. Our 10th caller will receive a free ticket. Call in right now. Call in right now. And the 10th caller will get a free ticket. Right now. Call in 10th caller right now. The 10th caller. Number 10. 10th caller. 10th caller, y'all. Waiting for the 10th caller. The 10th caller. Caller will win a set of tickets. To the Be There Magazine Awards. Be There Magazine Awards. December 1st. December 1st. I'm putting it up right now. So if you call in, the 10th caller, call in number is 347-637-1577. We're giving out free tickets this morning to the 10th caller, 347-637-1577. The upcoming event, Be There Magazine, the awards is going to be a big one. It's going to be an opportunity for the black card holders and the people to get involved with everything that you know. So call in 347-637-1577. The 10th caller will receive a free ticket. What is Thanksgiving to you? Thanksgiving is the litmus test for relationships. You'll know what you got instead of calling what it's not by Thanksgiving. If you don't have a date or you're dating someone and they don't invite you over for Thanksgiving dinner, then you have to know that you are not ever going to enjoy yourself. You can make it big if you want to, but you won't make it that big. Call in to our Thanksgiving radio show and give thanks. Oh yeah, and give thanks. Here we go. 347-637-637. His number is 347-637-1577. Happy things are going to happen to you today. It's going to be a big one. Are you enjoying your family? Are you enjoying festivities? What are you doing today to make your life better? Go to www.bethermagazine.com and call in. Make sure that you tell people what to do, and they don't tell you what to do. Be a giver, not a lender. Be a lender, not a borrower. Be first in your life. Thanksgiving, y'all. It's going to be a big one. Be There Magazine Thanksgiving Radio Show. Tell people what you like, what you don't like, what you need, what you don't need. It's all about love and caring, because we care about you and you care about us. And I want you to know that things are happening real big for Be There Magazine, the black card. The black card, the black card. You say something three times, you can't forget it. The black card, the black card, the black card. Tell everybody about the black card and what's in store for 2017. We want 2,000 people to have the black card. 2,000 people to have the black card. With that money, we're going to provide events for 2,000 people to be able to come at your will and not pay anything. Just like McDonald's has an app, on our app, be able to download coupons and things to get stuff free. You can eat free at McDonald's just by having an app. You can eat free with us, and you can be what you want to be. It's going to be a big one. I'm not busy. Call in. It's going to be a big one. 347-637. It's not how you sound. It is a yeah, it's a big one. I talked to a gentleman this morning. He said, you know what? It's Thanksgiving. And I said, why are you working? He said, you know why I'm working? Because I got to eat past Thanksgiving. He said, it's only one day, and I'm getting paid double time and a half. So I got to eat past Thanksgiving. So I'm working today. I'll be working till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock tonight. Came on at 10, but I'm leaving at 10, 12, 13, 14 hours. He said, because I have to eat past Thanksgiving. So you need to think about that. Do you have to eat past Thanksgiving? What are you doing today to benefit your life? Is your family happy? Are you happy? It's all about you. It's all about making things happen. It's all about doing things and making things worthwhile. The 10th caller will get a two free tickets to the Be There Magazine Christmas party. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this one. Please don't miss this one. Happy things are going to be given unto you who receive and who misses this message. Believe me, it's going to be an awesome time of the year. You have to give back. It's all about giving back. It's all about making your life better and give back. You know what? It's all about that. It's all about you doing what's necessary to make sure life is better. You know, happy Thanksgiving to you. Call in 347-637-1577 and give advice on what to eat healthy for Thanksgiving. It's all about you. It's all about calling in and making sure you have a nice time on your life. The number here is 347-347. We'll be right back. back. Welcome back. It's the Russell Price Morning Show, our special edition on Thanksgiving morning. Thanksgiving morning. Everybody wants to get thanks. The lines are lit up. We have a call in the line, 202-413. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Russell. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to
Hello.
You. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you on our newsmaker line. You are truly an inspiration and what I call an icon of the DMV. And you're doing something special. Tell us about what's good for Thanksgiving and what people should do to improve their health or welfare to stay around for next Thanksgiving.
Stay around for next Thanksgiving. Well, you know, Thanksgiving is a great time, I think, to set everything in place for next year because we have another, you know, holiday coming up, which is Christmas. You know, this is a season that you can, like, come back and start all over after Thanksgiving. We did a pre-Thanksgiving workout last night, an hour and a half, and it was really great. We did a lot of cardio. We did some sculpting. And then, you know, have a great day today feasting. And then tomorrow just, you know, get out and start walking and raking leaves and doing all those kind of activities that are outside that can, like, jumpstart you right away to, you know, to your fitness level.
That's what everybody's going to need. They're going to need you desperately after Thanksgiving. They say that's the number one holiday that people eat a minimum of 4,500 calories in one day.
Wow.
The only way to get that
that's
out is to work it out. That's the number one day. Just to say that the average person eats 4,500 calories in that one day. And they have to
That's
do something
incredible.
About it after that day.
Well, you know what? Lifetime, I tell people physical fitness is a lifetime commitment. Don't just wait after, you know, Thanksgiving and say, oh, my God, it's time for me to get on, you know, on the bandwagon here and start working out. You know, take it slow, take it gradual. And I say, you know what, tomorrow just start walking. And I don't know about anybody else, but I have a ton of leaves. If anybody wants to come over and start raking leaves, that burns off a ton of calories. But, yeah, I think it's great that we can be thankful and feast today. And then tomorrow, you know, jumpstart yourself with walking, you know, 30 minutes. You know, get those 10,000 steps in, rake some leaves, like I said. And then Saturday, we have Shop Small Business. And then come on down for a free class at Work It Studio. You can do that on Saturday. Just give us a call and go to our website, workitstudio.com, and come on Saturday and enjoy the celebration further, you know, coming to do a free class and supporting small business in D.C.
So you're going to have some vendors there?
No, we're going to do all the small shops on U Street. We're participating in Small Business Saturday, which is a nationwide initiative to get us to really shop small. Is it for the holidays? We're going to have gift certificates available and discounts on the products that we sell right at Work It Studio.
That's excellent. The Workout Studio is a pillar in the community right there on U Street. You're right in the heart of the changing of the DMV. It's amazing. I don't recognize U Street, but I recognize you. If I can ride by U Street and I see the workout sign, I know that it's not all gone, man. I mean, you're still there, and people realize that they have to come by and see a part of history. If you want to try to get a ticket to the African-American Museum, which is hard to do until probably April and May of 2016, you can come on U Street and see a part of history right there with you because you're part of the African-American history in this town, as far as I'm concerned. They need to come and meet you personally, shake your hand, understand what you have done for the last 35, 40 years, that you are no joke. You're the real deal Holyfield, and it's a pleasure to know you and have the aspect of what you do. Every time I stop by your shop, and sometimes I stop by unannounced, like I'm just come by, ring the doorbell, and they see me and they open the door for me. That's a serious thing when they look at the when you have a secure building, and they can see you on video, and they don't act like they ain't home. You know, they say, "Well, I look like I ain't home." They don't let you in, but you have let me in. I've been happy to come up there every time I can come up there and see the studio, and I'm just so proud of you. But I'm encouraging everybody to come. Give us your phone number, your website, and how to get in touch with you.
202-588-7363. That's 202-588-7363. And it's we're on the web at www.workitstudio.com. We're on Facebook. We have a Work It Studio by Wonder Woman fan page. Please like the page. We put up information, tips, and all the things that we're doing at Work It Studio. And just to give a shout out for U Street again, is that, you know, we sit on top of Lee's Flower Shop, which is one of the oldest florists in D.C., as many know. And I, you know, that's a historical landmark, and that's where we are. We're at 1020 U Street Northwest. And come on down Saturday and, you know, take some classes and shop small.
It's so important to shop small. I can't emphasize how important it is to shop small. Small businesses are closing their doors repeatedly. You look up one day and they're not there. And you talk about what was there. We don't need to talk about what was there. We need to support what is there. We need to make sure that we do what's necessary. That's why the Black Card is such a relevant aspect of Be There magazine. It tells you where to go, who to call, how to get there. But Black Card honored at various businesses so we can support the businesses and keep the doors open. Our event on December 1st will be spotlighting and recognizing people who made a difference. And Wanda has been a recipient of our awards in the past. She deserves an award every year because she talks about and does what she says. She has been helping people save lives. She saves people lives by working out. Some people need to work out. If they don't work out, they're not going to be living too long. Tell us how important it is to keep the blood flowing and to work out.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of information that's out today, and it's no excuse that people don't know the importance of exercise or working out. We offer a variety of classes to, you know, to suit people's needs, whatever you like, if it's dance, if it's fitness, if it's yoga, if it's Tai Chi. And I think that people have to choose, you know, what they like, but also, you know, make it regular, make it a habit. If you don't belong to a gym or a studio, I tell people, you know what, there's nothing better than just put on your good old tennis shoes, get some good ones, so some walking shoes, and start walking. Do the 10,000 steps a day, you know, 30 minutes, 10 in the morning, 10 in the afternoon, 10 in the evening, 30 minutes. We hear it all the time, 30 minutes of exercise a day. So I tell people there's no excuse for you not working out. If you don't belong to a gym or want to pay for fitness, as they say, or pay to keep your health in good shape, then, you know, choose what you do best. And I think that's one of the first God-given exercises, walking. Walking, and as I say, the functional type exercises that we do every day. One, again, is raking leaves, and I have a lot of leaves. You come on over to my house and rake some leaves. But that's a great way, and it's a calorie burner. And pretty soon when the snow comes, I mean, people are going to start shoveling snow. They're not going to be in that great shape. So right now, you know, start now. Start today after you have your feast. Start walking. It's so important to help us with preventive diseases, which is, you know, a disparity. And it's in our community as a whole. And I think if we begin with small steps, that we can achieve our goal of, you know, staying healthy. And that's mind, body, and spirit. You know, it's just not the physical body.
That's excellent. Because, like I say, shoveling snow, people what they call it, shovel snow and die last year because they wasn't in health. You just can't out there start shoveling snow and you're not in good health. I mean, snow will kill you. You know what I mean? So get yourself in good health. Don't be out there shoveling with shovels and snow. You ain't been to workout studio. If you ain't been to workout studio, don't go try to shovel no snow. You past 70 years old. You dead as Junior Caesar. You know, I mean, you gotta get in shape, man. Nothing you can do without coming to workout studio first. If you don't work out, you're gonna be in a bad situation. You gotta take care of your body, or your body won't take care of you. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, I tell you people, I'm on Stephanie's door. I try to make sure I do something I'm still walking. I go to VA and I see people that ain't walking. They ain't walking. They got these walking scooters, or you know, or they got canes. I mean, you if you stand around and you walking upright, you pass 65. You are blessed. You're a blessed person. People ain't got that health issues. People stop coming out because of health issues. You don't want to be doing that.
Well, I think people are living longer. You know, I think people are living longer, past 65, Russell. I mean, they're living a lot longer.
I'm saying they're living longer, but they're living longer in an unhealthy state. You can live longer, but I go to the casino sometimes. I see people in the casino, they living longer. They 70-something, but they can't walk in the casino. They're on a cart. They push down a mobile wheelchair. I mean, you can live longer. It ain't about living longer. It's about how you live the longer that you live. I go to the VA all the time. I did 30 years in the Air Force, so the VA is my hospital of choice. But when I walk in there, I mean, I can't go to my credit union without passing 10, 15 wheelchairs, mobile wheelchairs, or somebody with a walker. And they got their wife walking behind them holding the medicine. They living longer. The guy may be 79 years old, but he's got a walker. Luckily, he got a wife that can hold the medicine that's walking with him. Some people walk along with the walker. 80 years old, walking alone with the walker. It's best to walk upright and walker free, wheelchair free. My suggestion is go to workout studio.
Come to workout studio and get all the exercise. And we do wellness workshops as well. And I kind of partner with Dr. Theodore Watkins that's on WPFW. He's done a wonderful job for the community, and he's always at Workout Studio, you know, trying to encourage people always to get healthy, stay healthy, eat right. And, you know, it's not that difficult. I think people get in a you know, where they want to be, and they stay there, very complacent. I want to do the same work. I want to eat the same foods. I don't want to try anything new. I don't, you know, and that's, I think, happens many times with older, as you get older. I say, you know, the 50, the baby boomers, those are, you know, if I can get more baby boomers working out, because we've seen at Workout Studio, mostly millennials. I have 80% millennials that are working out. I mean, they're doing yoga, they're doing these kind of, you know, conditioning classes. But where are my baby boomers? Where are those people that was born in 1946 to 1964? Where are you? I'm calling you out today, baby boomers.
That's what I say. It's the baby boomers that are not understanding the power of health. The millennials, the Generation X, they get it. The millennials are used to being what they call couch potatoes, or sitting in somewhere with the look on their face, eating and eating and eating to the point where they can't even get out the bed, or they can't go nowhere. They have food. When it gets to the point where you have to go in the supermarket and get the riding cart, and you on the riding cart, and you going down aisle by aisle, and you piling on stuff in the riding cart that's going to kill you even more. I mean, it's crazy. That person doesn't do the tally, and they're saying, hey, I'm going to eat what I want, do what I want. I done ate myself into the position of now I have to ride on the ride-on wheel shopping cart. I can't even push the shopping cart no more. I have to ride the shopping cart. But I don't give a monkey behind. I'm still going to buy what I want to buy, fill my cart with junk, and keep on eating like I'm crazy. So you got to stop. It's got to stop. And I think you're on the right track. You look the same as you did yesterday, today, and forever. You can look at you, and you got the same body you had 20 years ago. And you're working out like you're 15.
Well, you know, I tell people I'm getting ready to celebrate another milestone of a birthday, December 11th. And I, you know, somebody said, what do you want to do for a celebration? I said, hey, I'm going to have a 6-hour dance party marathon. I want people coming out on December 11th. We're going to have all types of dancing and fun going on. If I'm going to turn 1 year older, I want to know that I can go at least 5 hours of just dancing nonstop, different kinds of workouts. But You know, and someone just told me the other day, said, I just saw a picture of you, and you look the same. And I sort of feel the same as well. I don't think that I've changed a whole lot. But when I went to my 40th class reunion, high school class reunion, I was very sad that I couldn't say that about 50% of the people that I graduated with. It was like, wow, are these the same people? And I think if we take that same picture when we were in high school, when we graduated from high school, how far away are you from that picture? Use that as like a little barometer. How about you, Russell? How far are you away from that high school picture that graduated when you graduated
from high school? You brought up an excellent point because I just looked at my high school picture. I looked at my military picture. I looked at my police picture.
Uh-oh.
And everywhere I go, somebody says, hey, Russell, how are you? I said, where I know you from? They say, oh, man, we were in the police academy together. We were in this together. I said, well, how'd you recognize me? They said, well, you look the same. You know, I can recognize. You don't look that different from what you did when you was handing the magazine out when Russell's news. But my class reunion, my 50th class reunion, they decided not to have it because the people didn't look like they would look, and they wasn't coming. You know, when you have a class reunion, man, the only people come to a class reunion is people who halfway look okay, like you. You look for the class reunion. Where's the class reunion? Because you're going to walk in there looking like Wanda. They're looking like, well, but the people don't come to the class reunion if they hit the wall without a seatbelt or they look like a baboon drinking vinegar. They don't want nobody to see them. They say, remember me as a yearbook. I don't want to put the yearbook picture on my chest and you come up to me and look at the picture and then look at me and say, what the heck happened to you? Or if you don't have anybody, if you are womanless or manless, you don't want to come to the 50 class reunion and they look at you, you ain't got no woman. You ain't got no man. Ain't nobody married you. Ain't nobody want to be with you. And you looking like a crazy person. I mean, they don't want to see that. Or if you unsuccessful, if you don't have no success story to tell, you can't come to the class reunion, the 50th class reunion, and say, you know what? I'm still homeless. They don't want to hear that. They want to find out, why are you homeless? People don't come. They just don't show up. So the mere fact that you went means that you have a stable, serious life. Because the average person ain't coming to their 40th. They'll go to their 10th reunion. Everybody's there. The 20th class reunion, they can't wait to get there. But the 30th and the 40th and the 50th, oh, no, they ain't coming, man. They ain't coming. They just walk in there looking halfway decent with their spouse and talk about their grandkids and talk about their new business and pull up in their nice car. But they don't have all that. They ain't coming to the reunion, not 50th class reunion. They don't want to do it. So
The worst thing, Russell, is that you don't recognize the person. And that's very embarrassing when your people say, hey, you wanted to
say. Well, that's what I'm saying to you. They don't recognize the person.
That person. It's very embarrassing when you don't remember them. You remember
me.
Who
is that person?
Yeah, I do. I do remember you.
Man.
We had something recently.
I had people all the time say they remember me. They remember me from 35 years ago handing the magazine out in the Oak Tree or CJ's. They could say, I remember you. I remember you. You got the magazine, right? I ain't seen people in 10, 15 years. I ain't, but they I'll be in the Safeway sometime or the Giant. And they walk up to me and they say, Russell, aren't you looking at the magazine? Or they say, are you still doing the magazine? Because they ain't seen me in 20 years. And I always ask them, how do you recognize me? Russell, you look the same. I mean, I haven't felt too far.
All that walking. All that walking up and down U Street.
Rack, what is that?
Well, that's great. That's great. I mean, I think if people can use that just as a little as a gauge and say, you know what, let me just pull out this picture and really see how far I've come. And people always have this saying, oh no, I don't want to go back to being a five. This or that, or I don't want to weigh 115, and it's mostly women. And it's sad to say that women will always say that, and they will be almost 200 pounds, and they say, oh no, I don't want to be at 115 anymore. Well, no one is asking to be 115, but I think if you take that picture, what in those years of if we gave birth, if we gained weight, if we went through stress and gained weight, or we weren't working out. Basically, I think when people leave high school, that's the last PE class they probably have for life. That's your last PE class, 12th grade. And then we go off into our lives and we forget how important the PE is. Bring adult PE back.
I like that. I like that. That's a good point. When you leave high school, that's your last PT class for free. They made you go there. They made you go there.
Oh, yeah, we
that's
have
your last
right?
PT class for free.
Okay. And you could not graduate when we were in high school. You couldn't graduate without PE, one credit. I remember one of my girlfriends, she was like, oh, my God, like I get this one credit of PE. Are you serious? They said, yes, you have to have it.
When you hear people say they don't want to be 110 pounds anymore, I don't want to be, that's only because they know they're never going to see 110 pounds no more. They don't want to be that. They tell you that they're never going to see that. If you talking to somebody who, you know, weighs 260 pounds, and you say to them, girl, you in high school, they used to call you skinny mini. And then they would say to you, I don't ever want to be that small again. I don't want to be no 120 pounds because they know they can never get there in their mind. They don't want to be there because what they could get back, they would love to go back to when they was in high school. That's the weight they was in high school. They would love it. That's when they was a cute one. That was when everybody was running behind them. They was the skinny mini. You know? But now they ain't the skinny mini.
If it's not 110, at least, you know, let's not say 260. Let's debate that it's 260, but let's say if you were 110 in high school when you graduated, and then now you're 135, 140, if that's your ideal weight and you're healthy at that weight, then sure. There are, you know, I've heard people say, well, you know, yeah, I can be 260 pounds and I can be healthier than somebody that's 110, and, you know, all these debates going back and forth. I think it's important where you are. I do use the scale. I get on it every once in a while. I have to, because 10, 15 pounds can creep up very quickly. So I want to know when I do get on. I'm not a person who's on the scale every day. Oh, okay, let me check my weight. But I would tell you, if a person goes 2 or 3 months without getting on a scale to check their weight, I will guarantee you they're 10 pounds heavier.
Well, That's one of my biggest issues. I have to lose weight, and I'm going to lose weight. I'm not going to look like I'm halfway crazy in 2017 because two reasons. I people see you all the time. I got speaking engagements. And then you want to have some kind of relationship, man. You can't be like Donald Trump. That's the one thing that Donald Trump has against him, man, is his weight. He got $10 billion. He got the hot wife, the beautiful family, new 10-year-old son. But then they know that he going to have a $65 hamburger, and people look at him like, you must be crazy. You should be hamburger-free because you look like you're overweight. You know, you don't look good. Now, Obama, when he comes off the plane, I mean, he has the body. He has a Denzel Washington body. Women say, I would love to have Obama. President Obama, he got the weight card. Donald Trump don't have a weight card.
No, and you know, our president, he works out. He and his wife are big advocates of working out and staying fit and moving. She's part of the Less Move, you know, Healthy America. And it is important. I think it's important when you are in the public eye, when you are, a candidate to run for president, your health, you should be in good health. How do you run a country if you're not in good health? And then we have, well, who's to say what's good health is, you know, because I don't look, I'm a little bit, you know, 10 pounds overweight or my ideal weight or, but I think it actually speaks to how you feel and how much energy you're going to have. Because if you're fatigued and you're always feeling sluggish, maybe it's time to get moving more. I tell people, if you're stressed, move. If you're feeling like you need to lose weight, move. Start moving. We don't move a lot. We don't move more. You know, a lot. Start moving your body.
Excellent point. This has been a pleasure and an honor to have you on our Newsmaker Lounge for Thanksgiving. people are giving thanks for everything, and I'm thankful that the groundhog is not the living nightmare. I'm happy that I'm still alive. I am so happy that I'm still here. I'm in my right frame of mind. Somebody asked me this morning, you know, why are you doing some kind of work on Thanksgiving Day? And I said to them, because I have to eat past Thanksgiving Day. I have to make sure I got something in my pocket beyond Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm going to go have my nice Thanksgiving dinner, you know, with my lady. I'm going to do some things positive today. However, I still want to make sure we can help some businesses. I want to make sure that we do things to better our life, better our world, better you, better now, better enough the black car. We make sure that people put people in seats and drive people to websites. But give us your closing statements, Wanda. It's a pleasure that you came on the air today.
Thank you so much for because I was a little sleepy on this Thanksgiving Day, but I'm very thankful for my family, supporters, and all the members and you know, the dance divas that I have around me that support and love dance like you know we do. And so I tell people, you know, particularly the members and people that work at the studio, it's that, you know, again, this is my statement. It's never too late to start getting in shape, feeling better, moving more. It depends on you and only you. And if you put you ahead, you know, first, this is me. This is my body. And you only have one. I would say keep it alive. You know, do something active. Come to work at studio. Look us up and definitely be there on Saturday for Shop Small. Saturday day for small businesses. Happy Thanksgiving.
Excellent. Happy Thanksgiving to you. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Our next big event is December 1st at the Knights of Columbus. It's going to be a big one. The Be There Magazine, the largest, most giving Christmas party on the planet. We give away 100 Christmas presents. We're honoring the Be There Magazine Oscars this year. We're also having what they call free Christmas presents, an opportunity to network and meet people and to get into 2017 with Be There Magazine, the Black Card. This is Russell Price. I'm your host. We'll see you on Saturday. Don't forget about our Saturday show on Radio 1. Radio 1, we're back on Radio 1 with Kathy Hughes every Saturday from 6 to 7. We still got airtime available if you want to promote your business on Radio 1. It's a national show on Radio 1. Give me a call at 202-445-1131. I'll see you on Saturday on the air.